proud sponsor of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is AARP Iowa. With over 370,000 members, AARP is helping families with a host of programs, from Fraud Watch to helping build more livable communities. Learn more at aarp.org.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. We are on the phone on our newsmaker line with candidate Eddie Morrow, who is seeking to be the nominee of the Democratic Party for the United States Senate in the great state of Iowa. He has been campaigning far and wide for a long time. He's a small businessman. He's a former coach. He's got all kinds of things in his resume that make him a very credible candidate. This is not the first time we've had the opportunity to talk to Mr. Morrow, and we hope it is not going to be the last. Eddie, welcome back to the Business News Hour, sir. Grateful that you've come along.
Well, thanks, Mike. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we are, you know, we tend to focus on business. And one of the things, and I think right now, so many people are just over inundated with news and information. It's like they can't get enough, but then they want to get enough. And it's difficult for folks to tend in business to focus on what is real. And we were just having a conversation, Eddie, you and I, about how important it is, whether you're running for the United States Senate as you are, or you're in mom and pop business, or you're in a larger business, to have a qualified team that you can count on. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, absolutely. So it's especially a time like this that we're in, it's important that you have a quality team. And running a business like I do, I employ nearly 70 people across the country today, six offices, running a campaign where we have a number of people on a campaign that you need to have together on your team to deal with a crisis like we're in the midst of right now, both in my business and on the campaign, and making sure that we're all taking care of our own selves physically, mentally, and all the people we would touch, whether it be, again, my typical day job business or the business of a campaign. So there's so much that is in common for both. The business elements are the same of having staff that you can coach and get to be on the same page, because, as you know, a small business works really well when everybody on the team understands the goals and can work together, and can also then know that there's somebody that's going to lead at the time of crisis. And we implemented, a crisis recovery plan almost a month ago. In fact, I just sent an email out to both of the teams, my UIG team and the campaign team, thinking, much. It's been almost a month now since we implemented a crisis strategy. Thanking them for acting so quickly and reminding them and communicating with the challenges we need to overcome as we continue to live this new world that we're in.
And it is a brand new world. You know, one of the other factors, and you are a small business person, you own, and we just talked about that, you're running for the United States Senate. And before we get too far down the road here, I just want to indicate, you know, this is a slog. This is a long process running for any office. I don't care if it's city council or United States Senate. And it does take a toll on family. So thank you for putting your hat in the ring here, Eddie, because it's a real pressure cooker. And so thanks. How's the family holding up?
So, you know, again, pre-COVID, you're right. I mean, there's... you know, a lot of sacrifice, and I've always thrived in being in leadership positions. I've always thrived in pressure situations. I did it as a teacher and a coach. I've done it in the business world, and you've been in the business world. A lot of folks that listen here that are running businesses that come up against crises and deal with pressure. So that's nothing new for a lot of us. So I kind of thrive in those situations. But the fact of the matter is, it's my family that makes the greater sacrifice.
Sure.
I enjoy what I do. I enjoy the fight. I enjoy the ability to go out and advocate for people, for small business owners, for their employees, for other segments of our populations that we depend on, our teachers, our nurses, our mental health professionals, so much more. I mean, I enjoy all that work. But to your question, my family has made a lot of sacrifices, and I feel for them more than anybody in this race. And I'm so grateful for their love and support.
Yeah, and it is that way. I understand totally. Eddie, one of the things that we have been hearing, and perhaps, you know, we spend our day watching the news and then reporting on it each and every day in the business world. And one of the things that we've heard, especially from small business people, and, you know, and that definition is wide and varied, but overall and generally, what I'm hearing from folks that are applying for some assistance for their small business, whether it's SBA or whether it's through a loan or whether it's through the bank or wherever it happens to be, that they're not able to, A, complete a transaction, or they're being turned down for all kinds of different reasons. The Paycheck Protection Plan. And what are you hearing from your contacts as you travel around and you're listening to people as you run for the United States Senate? What's going on?
Yeah, so it's a great question. What I'm hearing, even what I'm experiencing, even in my own business, is trying to navigate our way through to see what others are going through, so I can not just ask what people are doing, but I can actually go feel it and walk along in the shoes of folks that are out there doing work. And I'll tell you that the payroll or the Paycheck Protection Program rollout has been insufficient. And you listen to Mr. Trump tell us how great it's going. He needs to get online and try to do the work. Hmm. And he needs to go into a lending institution and look at the inundation of submissions they're getting. And bankers are trying to upload those submissions, and it's taking an inordinate amount of time. And this isn't all on the administration per se, because it's a very rapid rollout of a very complicated and massive scale project with a very wide ranging bandwidth that's needed. But the leadership and direction and the dishonesty at the top is causing even more angst, because people are thinking, okay, here we just heard Mr. Trump say that this thing is good to go and it's all working great, so I'm going to go do it. But then we'll find out that's not the case.
Yeah.
And that's not what we need today out of our leadership in a crisis. So what is happening right now? I think they finally got the application where they need it to be. You can go online to your banker, probably has it there, hasn't already sent it to you. Your accountant probably has it, can send it to you. You can go to the SBA website and find it as well. I'm happy to send it to you, and we'll go post it at eddiemorrow.com, and you might already be doing it too, Mike. I'd encourage you to put it out there if you haven't already. Go fill out the application, get it to your bank. Most banks have taken the position, and probably rightfully so, that they're only going to process these for banks that they already do business with.
Correct.
So that kind of makes sense. So hopefully you have a relationship with a bank. There are some smaller banks around Iowa that are looking for business. So, you know, if you're going to the bigger players in the urban suburban centers, and they're telling you don't have a relationship, we can't help you. Again, if you want to reach out to our campaign, we've been guiding some people places, and I'm happy to share that with you as well, Mike, to guide them to some smaller local banks that have enough strength in them that they can do some lending. And that's what I'm doing on a daily basis now is counseling my customers, which are in every community in the state, about how to manage and work their way through this crisis.
Well, one of the things, Eddie Morrow, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He is running to become the Democratic nominee to go in November for the United States Senate. One of the things, Eddie, that we were talking about, for example, the Small Business Loan Program was initiated just last week on a Friday, I think it was, and within one day, Wells Fargo said they were done. They had made all the applications and all the loans that they could, which is extremely troubling, seeing how, and this is all based in 2019 data, that they said that, okay, we're done, we're not going to take any more, and that's troubling because Wells Fargo was a bank that initiated more small business loans in 2019 than any other bank in the nation. So that really, so if your local bank, the bank that you've dealt with for a long time, isn't going to play any longer because they've reached a max, then we do have some real issues in front of us.
Yeah, well, no doubt about it. And they rolled this out probably last Wednesday initially with an application.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people were given that application. A lot of people completed that application and started to submit it. And then the next day, Thursday, then they came back and said, sorry, that's the wrong application. Yeah. And I was one of those people that completed one to see what the process was like. So the next day, our banker said, sorry, you got the wrong app. We're not accepting those apps that you just sent me. Here's the new apps, right. And here's the new criteria. And then banks delayed another day, as you mentioned, on until Friday. And then, again, the very large players, the Citibanks, the Wells Fargos, the Bank of Americas, are almost at capacity. I'm not sure what their measurement for capacity is. And there's now, I mean, there's conversations now going on about providing more funding.
Right.
To help supplement what's going on, because there's, you know, every small business, Mike, has been impacted.
Every small business,
And every community in the state, every bar, tavern, and restaurant, every daycare center, every movie theater, dry cleaner, garage repair shop. I mean, you go on and on. And usually, when you have a downturn in an economy, it hits certain sectors. And they fall down, you know, gradually. But we're falling down off a cliff, and everybody is.
Yeah, and one of the things, I mean, we just logged, I mean, the unemployment numbers came out on Thursday morning. And, mm-hmm. you know, the national unemployment numbers, 6.6 million more people have now registered for unemployment insurance, making 16 million people in just 3 weeks, which is stunning. Mm-hmm. And then we take a look in Iowa, for example, and 44,000 individuals just signed up within the last week. I'm going to play ball on this. I'm going to miss the strike zone, Eddie, so I'm sorry. But I think that all adds up in the state of Iowa to 165,000 people that are now unemployed that were employed just 3 weeks ago. That has a stunning impact on the economy and the GDP of this state and the nation moving forward, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's why, and I will tip my hat to our legislators so far. I didn't agree with the whole stimulus that they put out. I still think it's too short, and we aimed too low back in 2009 as well, which caused a widening of the gulf between the haves and have-nots. And even in the business world, right, the small business owner, for me, the small business person is a one-person sole proprietor up to, you know, maybe 500 people. Those are traditional small businesses that you have a lot of in Iowa, not a lot of 500-person businesses in Iowa. It's probably more under 250 or 100 or 50, and we have thousands of those. And that's part of the backbone of this state.
Yes.
And all of them are struggling in a massive way. So we need to have another punch in the arm from the federal government to help continue to keep those folks in play the best they can, because there will be a time where we'll get an all clear warning. Mike, we're not sure when that's going to happen. And it could happen soon, and we can have ebbs and flows of turning on and turning off, where we ramp up, we ramp back down. I mean, that can happen. You know, we can have another spike in the fall, some folks are talking about. So we need to make sure we're prepared. And it's one of the reasons I'm running, because we're not prepared.
Right.
We're not prepared at the federal level. The person I'm running against, Joni Ernst, has not demonstrated any preparation ability. In fact, we dropped massive balls along the way to even be prepared with our pandemic preparation process by eliminating the leader of the pandemic team, by not practicing and training for crises recovery like this. I do as a small business owner. I'm encourage every small business owner to have a plan like this, not for a pandemic necessarily, but for a tornado that hits your building and you got to figure out how to operate, or a flood, or a major power outage. a lot of small businesses have already had these kind of preparations in place. Didn't think they'd have to use them, but now they're all implementing them. But we did not, we were not prepared at the federal level. That's stunning.
Yeah, it is.
And then we're not being honest.
Well, that's even worse. Eddie Morrow, Eddie Morrow, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a host of issues. You know, one of the things that I think is, and you know this, as a business person, Eddie, you know this. You know that when uncertainty creeps in to the conversation, you're just scared to death to make a move. And I think the American people, I think businesses in the United States, especially those that you and I often serve in the small business category, just don't know. And so in uncertain times, all kinds of things can go wrong. I just wanted to rectify something I said earlier because I just checked my numbers, Eddie. I said 44,000. I was way off. Another 67,334 workers filed for unemployment that ended for April. And that's on top of the 58,000 that reported just a week ago. So, yeah, this is that's a big number.
No, it's a big number in Iowa, and all the states are experiencing those in proportion to their own states. So larger states obviously are having massive numbers of folks that are showing up. And again, we need to talk about how we're preparing for the all clear signal that we're making our way forward. And as I talked about earlier, the federal government did something anyway to help us start preparing. That's what the Paycheck Protection Program is, to help us try to keep staff engage and continue to help put money in people's pockets, that we're not sending more and more people to Iowa Workforce Development to make those numbers go up more. So we need to continue to put more and more efforts and resources, especially into small businesses. And I think you mentioned maybe before we started, another couple million dollars or a couple trillion dollars are being talked about again as a shot in the arm for small businesses. I projected when this first started, it's going to be a $10 trillion event just in this year. So we're well short of where we need to be, in my opinion. And other, if you go look and see what other economists are saying, and we don't want to come up short again, Mike, like we did in 2009, because that really hurt. Again, the true small business owners, some of them never recovered because they didn't get the bailout that banks got, that the GM and the auto industry got and other industries got. Small businesses were kind of left in the dust, along with a lot of people who had mortgages and went sideways and other things, lost jobs back then as well, and we didn't have much of a recovery then. It was too slow. We need to do a better job. And only 10 years away from the last disaster from an economic standpoint, we need to do way, way better than we did in 2009.
Eddie Morrow, ladies and gentlemen, has been our guest. We're going to take a quick break and come back with phase two, because Eddie, I've got several other questions for you. If you've got the time, sir, I'd like to talk about a couple of policy things that are really reflective, I think, of your campaign, and that would resonate to listeners not only in Iowa, but all across the country. Have you got a moment?
Love to do it. We'll catch you after the break.